that's not going to get better, is it? The biggest weapon that we have here is to take it out into the open, because there's nothing that the big patent holders hate more than having their images, you know, belittled or shattered or any of that. Let's go. But we do have national bodies. We've got Links Australia and Open Source Industry Australia. One's very, Links Australia is very concerned about the well-being of developers and of the community. Open Source Industry Australia is very concerned about the well-being of small companies, Australian companies that are working in open source. Both of these are being threatened by these kinds of things. Both of these national bodies can work together to be able to take this stuff to a higher level. If we can do. And the big thing is that the Free Trade Agreement legislation, which is a whole new talk and I can't go into it now, but one of the big problems with that was locking us into patent legislation that we were playing with prior to that in other legislation that we were looking at. And all of that legislation to do with patents, to do with copyright, to do with open source generally, that's going to impact some momentum to go to them and say this is a problem and you need to at least consult with us with this stuff. The fact that this stuff even got in without any consult, well, with very, very little consultation with us, is a problem. And that's just because they don't know about us. They don't know the issues that we have. A couple of days ago and yesterday. And we had some more media training last year, and I'm looking at doing it every 6 months. If we have more people that are interested in advocacy and trying to help out with these issues, we can put it on a lot more. Links Australia is carrying the bill at this point. But I don't necessarily, if Links Australia and OSIA can go to the government and say we represent 10,000 people, that'd be fantastic. One voice. Might be a very loud voice. Exactly. And there's national bodies that will support you. There's an entire community here that will support you. If any one of you gets threatened in any way, and we need to tell you opportunity then. Yeah. I mean, just writing those is great. Okay, go on. Are you just heckling generally? Okay. Choose to not do something and have your freedoms thus restricted by not doing something, and then you can't complain, okay, because you didn't do anything, and I'm not going to come visit you, but taking it to people and at least giving it a fair shot is a good idea. Letting people around you know, letting the media know, you have a very slow and ridiculous process, particularly because politicians and lawyers very rarely actually have to live normal lives, just very rarely understand the issues that normal people come across. And they're bloody expensive. Is Brendan here? Anyway, but what we can do, though, is try and put pressure on that system so that it is actually not going to advocating, but by using it, particularly at the moment, that is advocating in some small way, and by them understanding those five pillars, even if they don't, you know, have a huge part in those, apart from giving feedback and spreading the word and getting it out there, at least they still understand those concepts. It's really about making sure they understand those concepts. writing a letter and then even phoning them is one of the... Sorry? Website, so if you haven't read it, go check it out. But one of the things that we did was a whole bunch of people took what we did, took it to Parliament, took it to their local members and all the rest of it. And next thing you know, we were being quoted. Rusty is the biggest champion. He did so much work on this stuff, and he did so much heckling. He actually gave evidence to the parliamentary inquiry about the free trade. Yep. Okay. So, on that note, though, be really nice. Be really nice. Dress clearly. As a tool. They're a mechanism. They are a part of the process that we have in this country that we should be leveraging to change what we need to change. If we go to them, if we win them over, if you know, give them a CD of Linux. Of, I won't say any particular brand because I'll get probably in trouble. But yeah, give them a CD. Talk to them. Talk to them. Oh yeah, you can't go talk to a random politician. But yeah, your local area. Your local member is obliged. Can I be Dr. Love? You have to go over, around, underneath, and straight through them. You can't take just one approach. And I think that the strength of the open source community is all the individuals involved. And the strength of our maintaining the open source community and the open source movement is the strength of all the individuals involved. That might look like more votes than actually forming a party. Exactly. I mean, already the parties are really on side. You should check out, if anyone hasn't seen, the Open Source Industry Australia survey that they did, because they actually approached all the major parties and got some opinion pieces on different questions about open source. And they were, by and large, quite intelligent. They're all trying to do a better platform in open source rather than we're going to do it and we're not going to do it, if that makes sense. Do them all. I think that local's really important, and that because that will give us the numbers. I think that federal's really important. But now they've got the whole of Australia open source contract. So they have a good excuse, and if they don't know about that, take them in the procurement guide. That's probably a really good thing you can do. Get the procurement guide. I don't think they understood it when they signed it. I don't think I don't think they even heard of the DMCA before that. I honestly don't believe that there is something nasty at work here. I believe they know what components of those, well, if there is an IP component in those free trade agreements and whether that would bind them back to the US by ping pong. It's certainly something that has been thought about, and I'm on a few globalists that they're looking at those sort of things now. But again, this comes back to the problem of we need to be able to take our message out there concisely, with evidence, and not up there. It's an excellent point. It really does need to be highlighted. It comes down to the divide and conquer thing. It's kind of easy to divide people that are typically quite passionate anyway, because you kind of draw a line, and then now there's two, and then now there's four, and then now there's eight, and they're having a harder time fighting you. So what we need to realise is that we are all really part of the system to try and help with this issue. Keep on coding. I will maintain that, and you really should think about it. It's so important that we don't allow the freedoms that we have to slip. Real freedom is actually living it. Encourage newbies, of course. Try not giving them too hard a time. Are there any Debian people in the room? Oh, I love you all. You know it. But really trying to... documentation, trying to make it easy for other people to get involved. Working with non-coders more, which is kind of where I'm taking up your point. I'll touch that in a second, but people coming from a cultural perspective, realise that you can contribute. Realise that you can, if you're doing talks, put the codes talks on the website. If you're writing papers, if you're sending letters to government, if you're doing advocacy, any of those things, make it as they are really, really, really important. I don't go a day without finding some new cool thing that I go, oh, that's awesome, and quite often I'll write an email just to say thank you very much for that cool thing that you did, and it means so much, and it's so important. So love your hacker is, I guess, the important thing there. And all right. To highlight cool things, to get an understanding of what everyone else is doing, so that we can try and invent the wheel less around not only the country but around the world. And the other thing was government. I should have put businesses there as well, but I ran out of space. But trying to get involved with and not feel so concerned about speaking to business people and to government people, because if they understand, if you take a little bit of time and help them understand how it affects them, which is fantastic. Hello. I'm not saying in one go. Yeah. And I mean, for me personally, going and talking to people about open source and the digital divide, and if you take to a politician, the opportunity to start talking about poverty and how they're taking that issue on and taking education on, and whatever they need to rant about, you can tell them. But give them the issues that will get them inspired. Asked me a question about Nagios because he heard about somewhere, so I sat him down and I talked him through about how cool it is. And then as I'm walking away, I thought maybe he'd be interested in RT or something. So I told him about that, and he's like, "Oh wow!" So it's just I'm giving him stuff that I know he'll like, and we have a world of cool stuff. So it's really easy to find stuff that people will be interested in. So. Right, take the time. Take the time, like go and offer your local high school or even younger to put on a day or maybe a day a week for a month or something where you can teach them cool stuff. Sorry? There's no one. There's a few up the back there you probably want to speak to afterwards. No, that's your project. E-Dale has just agreed for that project. No, I just wanted to say your name out loud. Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to give you another example of that, and this really disturbed me. I went to a So I actually spoke at a conference called Unlocking IP. It was quite an interesting conference. And I actually did a big rant about it afterwards. But what was interesting about it was a lot of educators getting up and talking about how we need to have free content, open content. We need to have systems that are easier to deliver educational this for it, or by trying to promote advertising, or trying to capture little kiddies young, although that's what we're talking about right now. But, you know, it really was quite disturbing. And the thing that disturbed me the most on exactly that point was one of the Attorney General guys got up, and he made this flippant remark to this huge crowd of people about how none of those open source people like copyright. Yeah, let's keep going with this. Oh. That's really old. Sorry, no, but it's true, and they don't necessarily, they don't have an understanding of this stuff. So, going into the schools and not only working with the kids, but working with the teachers and saying, talk to them about the stuff that they care about again. Oh, okay. You gave an intelligent decision before, so, okay. I'm going on with my talk. You haven't spoken, so I'll let you. Things I just want to point out. First of all, anyone that is interested in that particular topic, which I am, and if I had like 47 more hours in a day, I'd be fine. But there is an Allies mailing list on Linux Australia on the website. I think now is probably the right time to try and reinvigorate that somewhat and try and get some... Cool. Go and bug those people. Huh? Headspace. Only working together. It's really quick now. Civil disobedience. Exactly your term. This has come up several times. There are ways that we can achieve our goals in a way that will actually help us, not marginalise us. More than anything, some people would love to marginalise us because then they don't have to listen to us and then they don't need to change anything for us. So by being up, going back to this meritocracy of the community, and I just want people to be, I guess, more aware of those issues. There are a lot of unequal opportunities. If you find out someone's real identity and then start treating them differently, that's really stupid. If you by just being open to different ideas and to different backgrounds and all the rest of it, it works really well. And I think that we already have that natural tolerance put in place and maintained. Look at projects like Computer Bank and Computer Angels, where they're refurbishing computers and giving them away to the socioeconomically disadvantaged. In a second, coaching Community Code is a project that Matt Palmer's working on to try and get people who need to do work for the Dole and coaching them into coming into the open source community. Yeah. Absolutely. Good guys versus bad guys. You know, there's acceptance, there's freedom, there's revolutions, there's global unity, there's love, you know, our open love. What people have got to realize is there's more and more people joining this, and it's important more than ever for us to make sure that they are joining it in their hearts as well as their minds, understanding the broader concepts, and we need to take the time to be able to help them understand to ourselves what is important about this to me, and then making sure that you maintain those things and keep open the love in mind. And that was all I had, so thank you very much.
I had to steal Peter's thunder.
Thank you very much.